Yes. Thank you for coming in. Other students and staff typically won't bother me if my office door is closed. So, we shouldn't have any issues with privacy. I wanted to talk to you confidentially about your grades. You said you had a few hours before your next class, right? Well, this shouldn't take long, but you never know. So, let's get into it. You started out well this term, but what happened? I mean, this is your final year. Your assignments have been late. You missed a midterm altogether. In fact, I'm surprised you're still coming to class at all, really. Even if you were to ace the last assignment and the final exam, you're going to have a tough time passing this course. Which, might I remind you, is a prerequisite for graduating this program? I mean, sure, it's not a big deal if, say, you could just retake it the next term, right? But there's a problem with that plan. Due to the lack of resources, I happen to know that we won't be offering this class again until the following year. Officially, I have to recommend that you drop this course, mark it as a course preview, and retake it the next time it's offered. But unofficially, I want to help you out. Even though you slipped up this time, you're a pretty good student. Some of your TAs last year spoke very highly of you and mentioned how you were helping them out in group activities. Personally, I think it was very kind of you to be so helpful. Now, off the record, I need a person who can follow instructions well for something I've been wanting to do. I can give you some extra credits to boost your marks to pass this course, if you agree. What I want is not difficult, but if you want to do this, then you're committed. Think of it as sort of a social or behavioral experiment, if you will. You follow all my instructions, and at the very end, you'll get a 25% extra credit. Interested? Good. We might as well get started right away then. I'll make sure we wrap up things today in time for you to get to your next class. So, like I said, I'll be giving you some instructions that I expect you to follow. Some of the orders might be a little random, but don't worry. There shouldn't be anything you're not capable of doing, alright? Now, to start, I'd like you to put your things by the door. Take your jacket off, and hang it up over there by the bookshelf. Good. Now, take that collar that's sitting up on the top shelf and put it on. For this experiment, from the moment you wear the collar until I take the collar off of you at the end of the session, you are not to speak. You may only express yourself through body language or vocalize with noises that a puppy might make. Understood? No speaking. Just an affirmative bark, like a puppy. That was a rather confusing sounding bark, but it's a start. You'll be spending some time on the floor, so you're going to want to take off your pants and put them with the rest of your things. Yes, I'm serious. Take them off. Then come back here on all fours. That's right. Good boy. I'm going to clip this leash to your collar, and you're going to come with me. I'll walk around the room for a bit, and I want you to stay on your knees and crawl. This should give you some time to get more into the mindset. Come on. Heel. That's it, pup. Just keep pace with me. And again. One more time around the room. Very nice. You're going to be a very well-trained puppy. Now, sit. Good boy. Shake. Attaboy. You're such a good boy. And speak. Nuh-uh. No talking, remember? This is your last reminder. I'm not warning you again. Next time, there will be consequences. Now, give me a little bark. Was that sorry excuse for a little yip? Bark for me, puppy. No, come on, do it properly. Bark. I said bark. You're asking for it. Come here. Now. You don't want to bark? That's fine. Let's just get this underwear down and... We went over this. You don't talk back. You just obey orders. How hard is that to understand? Naughty pup. Oh, you're feeling sorry now? That's right. You're sorry. Well, I hope you learned your lesson. Are you going to behave and be a good pup now? And where do you think you're going, huh? Let me guess. The deal's off? You think it's that easy to get away? Just as I can add a credit, I can take away a credit from past courses too. Don't you forget that. Do you want to finish your program or not, doggy? Is that a growl I hear? You? Growling at me? You fucking dare to growl at me? Fuck me. No, fuck you. Here I was, all this time thinking that you wanted to be a simple pup. But no, you just want to behave like a little bitch. Is that it? You want to be a little bitch? Fine. I'll treat you like a little puppy bitch then. Get down there and stay down. I got a toy for you. The strap-on was made for bitches like you. No. No struggling. I'll just hold your face against the ground if you keep struggling. You're suddenly a lot more compliant. It seems like you just need someone to take control of you and make you behave, puppy. You need to be shown who's alpha around here. Oh, look at you. Bright red ass up in the air. Bright red face on the ground. Not such a smart guy now, are you? You're so desperate to finish your program that you'll whore out your fucking ass for the grades to pass a course. Gay for pay, is that it? Or just a sad, crying little bitch who's gonna get fucked by the teacher? That's all the lube you're gonna get. Unless you beg for more. But you can't bring yourself to do that, can you? That's right. Whimper for me. Your squirming is only making me wetter. Fuck, you're tight. Have you ever been fucked before? Not like this, I bet. I'm gonna breed your ass real hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, your ass is clamping so tight. This is gonna be good, I could tell. Good for me, that is. For you? Maybe not so much. How do you like that, huh? Having this cock up your ass? Huh? You really are a bottom bitch, aren't you? Fucking cock up your ass, and you're still hard? You're getting off on this. Reach back. Spread it for me. I'm gonna use your fucking tight ass and you're gonna let me. Isn't that right, puppy? Oh, good boy. Good boy. You take this cock. Oh, yes. Such a good puppy. Gotta keep this ass nice and warm. Keep that ass up for me. That's a good boy. Getting bread and you're enjoying the fuck out of this, huh? I'm gonna breed some fucking puppies into you. Are you getting close? Bark for me. Bark. That's right. Bark, bitch. I want to hear you fucking howl. You were made to be a little bitch. Bark, bark for me. Bark for me. Yes, you're getting close now, aren't you? I want you to come. I want you to come. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, bitch. Come for me. I want you to come now. Good boy. Good boy. Me now. Yes. Perfect choice for this. You were so eager to be helpful all the time. So eager to please. Here, let me take that collar off of you. It looks like we finished right on time, so you should be able to get cleaned up before your next class. That was very good for a first lesson. Here. I'll give you some bonus points for your enthusiasm. What? Didn't I mention? The first time is for 5%. Or 6% with that bonus. It's gonna be a few more lessons before you'll get your full credit. I'll see you after class again next week.